New York CNN studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Good morning. First off, Bethune-Cookman, I will see you tonight. Rock the mic, talking about voting. I'll be sharing about the debate as well. So look forward to your 7 p.m. in Daytona Beach. Let's get right to it. If that was a theme song last night, the president would have been playing Whoop That Trick. That would have been, no, that would have been his theme song, because he, Sybil, sometimes you got to go there. The president walked out last night with a totally different attitude than he had the previous week. That was it. I'm telling you. He did not wait. And then Mitt Romney tried to, you know, stand up, get in his grill. And the president basically laughed him off, brushed him off. And he was very effective at turning away from Mitt Romney and walking back to the voters. Okay, and to the person who asked the question. Some strong points, obviously, for the president when he talked about pay for women. The question was asked about, do you support equal pay? Mitt Romney started talking about some binders when he was governor, and we couldn't find enough women, so I told my staff, can y'all go find some qualified women? Man, the question is about, should women get paid equal pay? Then another woman asked Mitt Romney about AK-47s. He started talking about guns in Mexico. Hey, dog, this America. Say, player, we talking about America. Then Sylvie started talking about getting married, two-family household, a woman coming home, being able to, you know, get home at a reasonable time. We talking about guns, Mitt. What are you talking about? I thought the president, again, attitude was different. I thought he was focused much, much better. You saw the polls, multiple polls, snap polls showed that he won last night's debate. And let me say this right now. To all of these ridiculous, idiotic pundits who were on all of these networks last night talking about the president was angry. Let me be clear. To be firm is not to be angry. To have clarity is not to be angry. To have passion is not to be angry. To be presidential is not to be angry. When he checked Mitt Romney, when he said, you don't play politics with national security. I love the camera angle where the president turned to him. Mitt Romney was sitting down. It was sort of like your daddy saying, son, sit your behind down. Let me educate you on a couple of things. The bottom line is this was the right performance for the president. The next debate will focus on national security. In fact, the president has stronger numbers on national security than he does on the issue of domestic policy. Mm-hmm. And so I think he will have a much stronger debate next week. And Romney botched the Libya question. He got checked on it. He had to be corrected. And why was Romney constantly trying to fight with Candy Crowley? I mean, he's trying to tell her what the rules were, and no, I didn't get enough time, and all that begging back and forth. He clearly was frustrated, and the president got under his skin. Maybe Romney's not used to a brother talking to him the way he was talked to last night. Maybe he's not mean. He's a CEO. He doesn't like anybody pushing back, but he clearly, and then he was very insulting when he said, I'm sorry, that wasn't a question. You know, you'll get your time. Yeah. And the president still looked like, all right, Cube, whoop that trick. Do it. You do that one more time, we about to have some furniture moving up in here. But again, I thought his attitude was precisely it. At the end of the day, a strong performance. And so all these folks talking about draw, y'all have lost y'all damn mind. The president, just like he lost the first one, he won last night. So, Mr. President, handle your business. You must have had a hype man, Bundini Brown, backstage hooking you up. Good job last night.